I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. Now, here is a delightful thought. How relieved would you be if this year at work, you didn't have to come up with a list of deliverable goals for your boss, or maybe chart your own strengths and weaknesses, attach a numerical value to your year? Yeah, some companies are stopping annual performance reviews. Jean Sahadi wrote about this for CNN Money, where she's a senior writer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Lizzie.
So who's getting rid of performance reviews and why are they doing it?
A bunch of companies. About 6% of the Fortune 1000 companies have gotten rid of their rankings and are changing how they deliver performance reviews to their employees. No longer will it be the once a year, the only time you talk to your manager about your projects and how you did and what your raise is. And an increasing number are also looking at changing it in the next year or two. About 46% of companies are considering that. And really big companies, you know, GE, Microsoft, Cigna, The Gap, Deloitte, Accenture. You know, so they're conservative companies that are actually figuring out, you know what, this annual review thing, it's not working for us.
So one of the questions I have is, why now? Are there certain things about changes in companies or changes in the economy that are driving this?
Well, you know, I think the millennial thing is really pushing them. I had done another story a while ago. A lot of corporations are kind of trying to loosen their collars and kind of keep up with the kids from 25 to 35 who want a much looser, more informal but supportive environment in which to work, because that is the largest segment of the workforce now and will be for years to come. The idea is to motivate employees, not to make them feel bad, because going forward, they're not going to want to do well for you. So ultimately, companies are making these changes for their bottom line. And they're hearing from researchers, look, this is how, you know, you'll do better if you motivate your employees and they're happier and they feel more comfortable talking to you and you support them.
Well, one of the things you pointed out when you wrote about this was this is kind of a big time suck for people. So I emailed my boss and said, how much time would you say you spend doing annual reviews? And I'm going to read word for word, the top of her email says, "Oh, holy crap, holy crap." Yeah, well, so she says it takes her about 2 to 3 full days. She's got about 9 direct reports, but also says she thinks that, you know, they are worth doing. So succinctly, can you tell me what the new wisdom is on how you do these things and how you make them kind of more timely and maybe more motivating?
Well, in terms of talking to your employees more frequently, so if I'm doing a project and my manager doesn't like what I'm doing, it's much more effective for him to step in and tell me right then and there or within a month of that time than it is to tell me at the end of the year. So that's more useful information to me. In addition, I will feel more supported, the theory goes, if my manager checks in with me and says, hey, how are you doing? What can I do to help you meet your goals? I think it's not necessarily going to be much less of a time suck the way they're setting it up, because managers have to have more conversations. So it's taking a big chunk of time you might spend once a year, and it's spreading it out over the course of the year.
You named some of these big companies doing this. Do you think this is a trend we're going to see sort of continue as the workforce moves forward?
Well, they're asking managers to do more. They're saying, look, we want you to coach these guys. We want you to know what their goals are, what their hopes are for growing their career, and we want you to support them. So it's almost a new job for managers in this new world. Whether they do that well or not, who can say? And a lot of the companies that have started to do this are doing pilot programs. So they're doing it with one part of their company, and they're seeing how it goes and seeing if they want to branch out and apply it to the rest of their divisions. And a couple companies I talked to, they're about to do that in 2016. So there's no results yet. We don't really know how this is going to go.
Jean Sahadi, senior writer for CNN Money, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.